Good morning, good people. Good morning, good morning. We're gathering underneath the beautiful lights here, and our guests from Ojai have arrived. So, yay. This is good. All right, and let's begin by the cell phone reminders, all right? Let's look in our purses and pockets and turn off those things. I have a duck over here. A quack, quack cell phone reminder. There we go. Good morning, Keith. Now let's thank each other for the abundance of the alms that we gathered that are going to go to Catholic Charities in Carpinteria. There's a whole bunch of things that you responded with, the cereal and the tuna fish and all the things that we asked for, and they are in abundance in the hospitality room. Jeanette Love is going to come at 11:30 and pick them up with all the empty egg cartons too. So we're thankful to you for that, and she will be here every Thursday during the Lenten season. The folks there in Carpinteria are always in need of food, so more now because of the impact of the fire and the mudslides that had on their community. Okay, moving on to the book exchange table. Cindy and Jerry are working on that. Jane continues to bring books. I saw Alice bring a box of books today, so it keeps churning over. So go over there. Don't forget to go over and look at them and bring any that you want to. Today will be our last chance to pick up the companion book of our study. It's called Spiritual Ecology, 10 Practices to Reawaken the Sacred in Everyday Life. The Amazon price is $11.01, but the Word and Life price is $11. You can pick it up over there. We had a request during the week to have a few more of Radley's book from last week called Heartwork available to us, and we do have a few more over there. They're available for $15. Okay, Wolf and Lisa are here, and we're going to take a minute now and do some meditation before we have you come up, okay? All right, so let's take a few quiet moments to let go of the world. I know Wolf and Lisa had a ride over from Ojai today with all the constructions and all the problems. So we're going to let them take a deep breath too. So let's take a deep breath and sink inside to the inner goodness that is in all of us. And then sink further into the arms of the unconditional love of God that lives deep in our souls. Just rest for a few minutes in the divine within. Feels good to let go, doesn't it? Just be peaceful. Listen to all the goodness that's in us. And now we're going to introduce Wolf and Lisa. Wolf and Lisa Wapapa are the second generation in their family to carry full-time a traditional Native American intertribal fireplace that receives all people for the benefit of all life. They have founded a nonprofit in 1998, and it's called Descendants of the Earth. Descendants of the Earth vision is to preserve the integrity of the traditional Native American culture for the benefit of all people while promoting the non-commercialization of Native teachings. Native culture has much to contribute to the environmental restoration of Mother Earth, promoting harmony in interpersonal relations and peaceful resolution to larger conflicts that affect the welfare of all people. Wolf and Lisa, our Word in Life tradition is to stand and extend a blessing to the presenters. So if you'd stand, we'll all stand, and you'll receive our blessing.